Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
In the quiet neighborhood of Culver City, California, during the 1970s, a small, nondescript house stood as the scene of one of the most terrifying and controversial hauntings in modern history. For years, the occupants of that home would claim to have been tormented by unseen forces, forces that were not only violent, but, in the words of the victim herself, unspeakably malevolent. This is the story of Doris Bither and the haunting that would come to be known simply as the Entity. Doris Bither was a single mother of four children, trying to make ends meet in a modest home on Braddock Drive. By all accounts, her life had been difficult. She had struggled with financial instability and a history of failed relationships. Yet despite these challenges, Doris was doing her best to care for her children and provide them with some sense of normalcy. But in 1974, her life took a dark and disturbing turn. It began with small, unsettling occurrences, strange noises, objects moving on their own, and an overwhelming feeling that someone, or something, was watching. At first, Doris tried to ignore these strange happenings, chalking them up to the stress of raising four children alone. But soon the activity escalated. She could no longer explain away what was happening, and neither could her children, who also began witnessing strange phenomena in the house. Doors would slam shut by themselves, lights would flicker on and off without explanation, and shadowy figures seemed to move in and out of the corners of their vision. But what happened next was something that would make this case one of the most infamous in paranormal history. Doris claimed that she was being physically attacked by the entities in her home. These weren't just random pushes or scratches. According to Doris, the attacks were brutal. She reported being thrown to the ground, held down, and even raped by invisible assailants. The assaults were not isolated incidents. They occurred repeatedly, sometimes in front of her children, who described seeing their mother being lifted and thrown about by an unseen force. Her body bore the evidence of the attacks, bruises, scratches, and marks that she couldn't explain. Desperate and terrified, Doris reached out for help. Her story eventually reached Dr. Barry Taff and his colleague, Dr. Kerry Gaynor, both researchers at UCLA's parapsychology laboratory. At the time, they were conducting field investigations into paranormal phenomena, and when they heard Doris's account, they were intrigued. Initially, they approached the case with caution, suspecting that there could be more to the story than just a haunting. But when they visited the house, their skepticism quickly faded. From the moment they entered the Bither home, Taff and Gaynor reported experiencing strange and unexplainable events. One of the most compelling aspects of their investigation involved the presence of strange glowing orbs of light that would appear in the home, phenomena that they were able to capture on film. The orbs seemed to move intelligently, floating and darting around the room as if guided by some unseen hand. They also recorded spikes in electromagnetic energy throughout the house, further supporting their belief that something out of the ordinary was taking place. As the investigation progressed, the intensity of the phenomena increased. Taff and Gaynor, along with other witnesses, described seeing what they called mist-like shapes forming in the air, shapes that would eventually coalesce into something resembling a human form. These figures, though vague and translucent, were undeniably present, moving through the house in ways that defied explanation. Despite their documentation of these events, the more extreme claims, such as the physical assaults on Doris, remained beyond their ability to capture on camera. Doris was adamant about what was happening to her. She insisted that she was being attacked by three distinct entities, two smaller figures that would hold her down, while a larger, more dominant entity carried out the assaults. These experiences were violent and terrifying, and Doris's mental and physical health deteriorated as a result. The relentless nature of the attacks left her exhausted, traumatized, and unable to escape the nightmare that had taken over her life. But as with many cases of the paranormal, not everyone was convinced. Despite the compelling evidence gathered by Taff and Gaynor, there were skeptics, those who believed that Doris's experiences could be explained by more conventional means. Some theorized that the phenomena were the result of Doris's troubled mental state. Her history of emotional instability, combined with the stress of raising four children on her own, could have contributed to hallucinations or psychological projection. Others suggested that the strange events in the home were the result of poltergeist activity, manifestations of repressed emotions, rather than the actions of external entities. The skepticism didn't stop there. Critics of the investigation pointed out that while Taff and Gaynor had documented strange lights and electromagnetic anomalies, they had failed to capture the more extreme aspects of the haunting on film. The violent physical attacks that Doris described, so central to her account, remained unverified by any photographic or video evidence. Some wondered whether these attacks were real, or if they were the product of Doris's own imagination, amplified by the tension and fear that permeated the household. But for Doris, and for those who witnessed the events firsthand, the reality of what was happening could not be dismissed so easily. Her children, too, experienced strange phenomena during their time in the house. They reported seeing the same shadowy figures that their mother described, and they heard the same inexplicable sounds that filled the house at night. For them, the terror was real. As the case continued to gain attention, the media began to take notice. Doris's story spread beyond the paranormal community, and soon she found herself at the center of a national debate about the nature of hauntings and the limits of human understanding. In 1982, her story was adapted into a film titled The Entity, which dramatized the haunting and brought the case to a much wider audience. The film, while fictionalized in some aspects, captured the essence of Doris's experience, her fear, her isolation, and the horror of being attacked by forces she couldn't see or understand. The public's reaction to the film was intense. Some viewers were sympathetic, believing that Doris had truly been the victim of a violent haunting. Others were more skeptical, dismissing the case as a fabrication or the result of psychological trauma. Yet, regardless of where one stood on the issue, the case of the entity haunting had left an indelible mark on the world of the paranormal. In the years that followed, Doris Bither's life continued to be plagued by strange occurrences. Even after moving out of the Culver City home, she claimed that the entities had followed her to her new residences. Though the attacks were less frequent, Doris maintained that she was never truly free from the entities that had tormented her. Her later years were marked by continued emotional and physical hardship, and she reportedly struggled with health issues until her death. For her children, the legacy of the haunting remained. Some of them confirmed parts of their mother's story, though their accounts varied over the years. The psychological toll of the haunting was undeniable, and the trauma they experienced during their time in the house had lasting effects on their lives. To this day, the case remains a deeply personal and painful chapter in their family history. As with many cases of the paranormal, the entity haunting has left more questions than answers. For the believers, Doris Bither's story is a powerful example of the malevolent forces that can invade our world, forces that defy explanation and challenge our understanding of reality. For the skeptics, it is a cautionary tale about the dangers of psychological projection and the ways in which our minds can manifest fears and anxieties into something that feels all too real. What truly happened in that small house on Braddock Drive may never be fully understood. The evidence, though compelling, remains inconclusive. The bruises, the strange lights, the misty shapes captured on camera, all of these suggest that something unexplainable was happening, But what that something was continues to be a subject of debate. Was it the result of Doris's emotional turmoil, a manifestation of her pain and suffering, or was there, as she claimed, something far more sinister at work? To this day, the entity haunting stands as one of the most controversial and widely discussed cases in paranormal history. It has inspired books, documentaries, and countless theories, each offering a different interpretation of the events that unfolded in Culver City. And yet, for all the speculation, one fact remains. Doris Bither believed with every fiber of her being that she was being attacked by something unseen. And for her, that belief was not just a matter of faith. It was a matter of survival. And yet, the truth of the entity. May never be known. But for those who have studied the case and for those who experienced it firsthand, it serves as a chilling reminder of the thin line between reality and the unknown. A line that, in the case of Doris Bither, was crossed time and time again.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.